It's the 31st of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Over recent months, the 10 water companies across the country have come under increasing public scrutiny. Anglian Water Services Limited is no exception and now is under an Environmental Agency criminal investigation for their mishandling of documents related to the treatment of wastewater. The Bedfordshire Great Ouse Valley Environmental Trust, a volunteer advocacy group, said trustees and citizens science volunteers recorded their highest ever E. coli test results at one Bedford location on the river Great Ouse in May. Anglian, which serves a large part of Bedfordshire, was found guilty of violating the 1995 Environment Act for inadequate record keeping in alignment with statutory regulations. Bedsgovet has welcomed the legal challenges. The Regional Road Policing Unit received multiple calls in the early hours of Wednesday morning regarding a woman driving a grey Audi A1 on the A1 southbound from Biggleswade. She was driving in the wrong direction and, when apprehended by police, was arrested for dangerous driving and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. She has since been freed on bail. The Oasis Beach Ball kicked off its filled to capacity reopening with its Totally Tropical Beach Party event. On hand were Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton, Councillor Sarah Gallagher and Peter Bundy, the CEO for GLL, the new facilities management company. Ricky Whiting, the general manager for Oasis, said, "We've been delighted at the community's response to the Oasis Beach Ball reopening. The smiles on customers' faces have been great to see." Bedford Borough Council would like to know if your pint is actually a pint. The Chartered Trading Standards Institute found that as much as 70% of alcoholic beverages sold at entertainment venues came up short when measured. Those who believe they've been shortchanged can contact Trading Standards through Citizens Advice. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.